As we prepare to enter into worship, I invite you to take a deep breath with me. A deep breath that invites God into our lives in this moment, wherever you may be. Breathe in God's presence, God's comfort, God's strength, God's peace. Breathe out the things that are weighing you down right now, stressing you out, causing you anxiety. Hand those to God so that during this time of worship, we might sense how real and close God is. And just a note with regard to the music in today's service, our music features two former well-known musicians from St. John's Church and the community. Following the children's message, you will hear a recording of Don Klein's arrangement of Just a Closer Walk with Thee, played by St. John's Dixieland Band. The postlude is a fanfare by Davis Giersch, written several years ago for an organ concert in Mexico performed by David Furness. And as always, the words to the hymns that you will hear on the chimes and on the organ may be found on our Facebook page and on our website. No doubt you've noticed that many of the commercials on television these days focus on the pandemic amid which we find ourselves. These commercials remind us that we are alone together, that we are stronger apart, that physically distancing ourselves from one another does not mean ignoring or isolating ourselves from one another. And one local power company assures us that we can power through this together. That got me thinking. From whence does our power come? The Apostle Paul, likening our physical bodies to clay jars, reminds us that we have this treasure, that is the ability to do great things, in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2, the go-to verses of many of St. John's members, remind us that when we lift our eyes to the hills and ask, "From whence does my help come?" the answer is, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Like our help, our power comes from the Lord. Now more than ever, we are aware of our need of God, our need of each other, and our need to devote ourselves to something bigger than ourselves. When we live with a deep awareness of from whence our power comes, our actions and our words provide a powerful and much-needed witness to a world desperate for reasons to be hopeful, longing for the power only God can offer. And as a way of bearing witness to that awesome power, we gather now to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we join together in confessing our sins, I invite you to use the words that are on our Facebook page or our website. If you don't have those words within reach, I invite you to be with us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, amid times like these when we feel so powerless, we long to be in control. We long to be able to call the shots, to flex our muscles in some show of strength, but we cannot. Flailing about in uncharted waters, we grasp onto even the tiniest straws of normalcy and what appears to be order, yet we are disappointed when we end up still feeling anxious and afraid. Forgive us, O most merciful God, and remind us of our true source of power. You are the one from whom and through whom all lasting power flows. May we humbly grasp your power while we, with serenity, acknowledge those things we cannot change. With courage, devote ourselves to changing those things we can change. And with wisdom, rightly discern the difference between the two. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen. We have access to great power when we dare to claim God's gift of forgiveness. God's promise is sure. When we confess our sins, God is faithful. God is just. God forgives us and cleanses us from all that is not right. May we never, ever take this gift for granted. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today are familiar words from Psalm 23. I know this psalm provides comfort for so many. These words are ones we know by heart, so I invite you to pray them along with me out loud. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. And our next reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. As our special children's message gets going and our young and young at heart tune in, I want to invite you to use your imagination to picture yourself pouring a nice, cool glass of water from a pitcher. You pour, and you pour some more, and you see the water level in your cup getting higher and higher, and just when you would normally stop because your cup is full, you just keep pouring. Oh no, now your hand is all wet, and there's water on the floor from overflow. I think most of us would consider this to be a not-so-good thing, right? If we overflowed our cup at the dinner table, our parents might ask us to pay better attention or be more careful. Something spilling is usually a mistake or something we're trying to avoid. So imagine our shock when we read in Scripture that God actually causes our cups to overflow. Okay, not our cups at the dinner table, but the imaginary cups that are our lives and our hearts. In our scripture reading today, Psalm 23, the psalmist, which is just a name for the person who wrote the words we read in the Psalms, describes God as someone who leads us and guides us, who cares for us and makes sure we have everything we need, someone who comforts us, wants the very best for us, and someone who fills our cups to overflowing with love and goodness. A while ago now, but I bet some of you remember, Reverend Sue shared a really special book and idea in one of her children's messages. The book was called Have You Filled a Bucket Today? By Carol McLeod. And in that book, it talks about how each of us has an invisible bucket that we carry around. The bucket's purpose is to hold good thoughts, good feelings, all your happiness, all your joy, all your hope. Now, some things fill our buckets up, like showing love to our friends and neighbors, when we do or say something kind to ourselves or others, or even when we share a smile with a stranger. And then there are some things that empty our buckets, like thoughts and words that aren't so kind, times of sadness and hurting others and ourselves. The book reminds us that we can either be bucket fillers, those who focus on filling their buckets and the buckets of others, or we can be bucket dippers, those whose focus tends to be more negative and who spend their time and energy taking from other people's buckets to try to fill their own. I really like the idea of each of us carrying around an invisible bucket, but I also really like the idea of each of us carrying around, right beside our bucket, an invisible cup. Unlike the bucket, which is filled or emptied by ourselves and by those in our lives, our cup is only ever filled by God. And guess what? Just like the cup we imagined together at the beginning of our message, our imaginary God cup is always overflowing, constantly being poured into with love and with joy and with all the good things God promises to us. Imagine a cup that is never empty, no matter what. I really like to think about God's love spilling out all over the world around us, everywhere we go, everywhere we carry our cup. That's one spill that definitely wouldn't be a mistake. And the best thing of all is that we can use our imaginary overflowing God cup to fill our buckets and to help fill the buckets of those we love and meet along the way. Just like Psalm 23 reminds us, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. But when life gets a bit dark and scary, or when things make us sad or frustrated or hurt, and our buckets are getting empty, isn't it good to know that God promises to always have a way to fill us back up? When our buckets get low, our cups still overflow. I hope this thought brings you some comfort and some peace today. And I also hope that you remember that God gives an overflowing cup to every single person, not just people who we like or think deserve one. Nothing you can do or not do will ever stop God from filling your cup. As you go about your days, we're counting on you to keep being bucket fillers. But I also know that some days lately have felt like bucket dipping days. When that happens, don't worry. We have a God who is paying attention to our bucket levels and who fills our cups no matter what. Remember, when our buckets get low, our cups still overflow. Let's take time to pray together, and then we will join in singing, praying our Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. God, thank you for always filling our cups and making our hearts and our lives overflow with your love. Even when things dip into our buckets and something or someone confuses or upsets or hurts us, we know that you and your love for us never comes up empty. Help us to use our overflowing cups to pour into the hearts of those around us so that all of our lives spill over with your goodness and your mercy all the days of our lives. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.